God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awaken to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Good evening, fellow travelers. Tis your dog poet, hovering in the saucer pod, high above the Middle East, where we suspect there may soon be some major problems. Just a vibration. Of course, I was almost in the saucer pod for real, I think. I had a very unusual experience a little while earlier. I was asked if I could walk out the door and just walk right away from everything here and get right on a ship, sail away. So I said, yeah. Sounded real to me. Went outside, heard this engine in the sky. I thought, spaceships don't make engine sounds, do they? That saucer doesn't make any noise at all. Well, anyway, what can I say? There was no beam me up Scotty moment. Came back inside. I can't possibly, you'd have had to have been there, or well, you would have had to have been me, in order to understand how incredibly real this experience was, given my state of mind at the time, however the case may be. But, here I am doing a last broadcast. But if I do disappear, that will be why. I have no real reason to suspect that this is actually real, but God, wouldn't it be nice, you know? Haven't a clue what I'm going to talk about tonight. I have no idea what it is you want to hear. Let me talk a little bit about the fact that I think there's going to be major upheaval any moment now. I fully expect the dominoes to start to fall very, very quickly soon. In my recent blog post at, I forget which one it was, Smoky Mirrors, Reflections in a Petri Dish, I had said, well, why don't we just have a pool, because we know we're going to have a false flag at some point soon anyway. So I picked this Monday. And that was kind of based on the fact that yesterday, or actually the day before, I think, I was walking around and that song, I Don't Like Mondays, was running through my head. But it was tied into a weird context in relation to a whole lot of other things that were going on at the same time. And I have to say that, you know, although I've had an extremely unusual and strange existence, it's never been quite so strange as it's been the last couple of weeks. I just don't know what to make of it. I'm in the middle of some sort of a transformation that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. Suzanne's aware of it. So are the dogs. Everyone's aware of it. There's things going on here that just don't make any sense. The other day, every spoon in the house disappeared. We still can't find them. All the spoons are gone. I mean, this just doesn't make any sense. I took some coffee filters out of the cabinet the other night. Oh, morning, rather. To make coffee for Lisa Lotte, Suzanne's mother. And I put the coffee in it. I poured the boiling water over it. And the coffee grains just went through the filter. I noticed this when I went to make a cup of coffee, and I went, the heck? So then I went and took another coffee filter and poured the cup of coffee through the coffee filter, you see, to get it into another cup, and that sort of worked. But I inspected the coffee filter. This has happened twice now, and I inspected the coffee filters, and it doesn't seem to be anything wrong with them. And I mean, this is like a becoming a normal affair. I had a bank card in my pocket. I went to the bank, got some money out, came back, reached in my pocket to put the bank card where I usually put it, and the bank card was already there. This is like one of maybe a dozen or more experiences that I've been having, which I have no explanation for. And, of course, it's if you think it's strange for me, who already strange for me is normal, you can imagine how strange it is for people around me. And we don't really know what to make of it. I have some guests coming in now over the next couple of days, and I suppose that will just add to the weirdness, not from them. The people I know are very good people. And so I don't expect anything from their quarter, but I expect, you know, always new dynamics add a new dimension. However, there just seems to have been some sort of a change in the, like there's a break in the dimensional framework that's usually so tightly knit so that you can't get outside of it. You know, like our web of reality that we live in. We can't really step outside of it into another world. But now it seems like we can, or the other world steps inside to us. And I don't know what to make of it. You know, I think this was 5 or 6 years ago. I was laying in bed in the upstairs, and we have this big window that looks out past the head of the bed. About 4 in the morning, I heard this unusual noise. Well, it sounded like an airplane, helicopter, something. And it was quite loud. I couldn't figure it out. And I lifted up the blinds. I looked out. And there was a helicopter right outside the window, about 50 meters away, because there's only one other house past mine. And then there's sort of an area back in there that's kind of a shrubbery and stuff, and some houses lower down because we're kind of up on a hill. And I was sitting there looking at it. The helicopter was standing there, and they were directly on line with my window. Sat there for several minutes, and then flew away. At 4 o'clock in the morning in a small little hamlet, you know, in a sleepy European town. But there was no reason to be right in that particular area there. Now, this isn't about any particular event here or anything, but what it is about is that, you know, just this uncanny stuff keeps happening, and I try to go on and have a normal life, which for me is, well, I guess like your life, but not, you know. You know, I do the things you do. I mean, as far as eating and sleeping and the rest of those things, I suppose. There are some things I don't do anymore that I suppose some other people still do. But that's only because, there's a certain amount of rocket fuel that we have in our body, which we need to utilize for, energy. And that, in fact, seems to be the primary purpose of the world, is to drain off our energy and to make us old, so that we are bent over, or we expand horizontally, or we grow vertically for a while, and then we start to grow horizontally, and then we kind of bend over, and then we finally almost curl up into a ball the same way we did when we arrived here, or moments before we arrived here. And there's that interesting thing that attaches itself with that, which is that senility is such a common thing with people as they get older. And then in some very few cases, as you see with Realized Masters, they have this thing which is regenerated innocence. So that they have had their childhood returned to them. And I've always thought that that had to do with, you know, when you're a child and you get to puberty, that's when the world divides upon you, because then you see the opposite side of yourself in whatever sex is different than you. Of course, these days, that kind of a thing is wider parameters, but we're just speaking here for the sake of demonstration. And the idea is, and the Hindus have this down very well, that you engage in certain things for a period of time, and then you walk away from them with still having some fuel left in your lantern. In the Bible, there's a tale about the wise and foolish virgins. And but it seems, you know, especially this age of dark materialism and all, very few people actually make this transition. And this all seems to be tied in with some, in some strange way, with what I'm going through these days. And another odd thing is happening right now. I'm looking at the recording on my software here, and my voice is showing up in the past. I mean, I'm way off here in the future. There isn't even any recording taking place, and this showing up way back down the line there. For a while, I was just going to go ahead and stop, but, I really don't like to do these things over and over again, and I'm sorry, my friends, really, I am, for not having a whole lot to talk about tonight, but I don't want to not appear and not show up at all, so I feel I should show up, and I also don't want to sit down with a script in front of me. I want to talk right out of my heart and out of my being, and if I have something to say, I will. And if I don't have anything to say, I'll just like talk as if I did. And that appears to be what I'm doing. It is my pretty strong conviction that the moment we've been waiting for is very close now. And I just want to tell all of you that if indeed that does happen, that the criteria for surviving it, and in fact flourishing in the midst of it, is to recognize that you're not a part of it. This was not your affair. You're not the one that caused these things to happen. Now, I know that some people listening here do not believe in God, and some people do, and I don't just believe in God. I know God is a reality, so for me, it's not really a matter of faith one way or the other. God is absolutely a very, very clear reality. And if God does then indeed exist, God is intimately aware of every single thing that is existing at any point in any place. As it says in the Bible, not a sparrow may fall, not a sparrow something or other, or not a leaf falls, that God is unaware of it. Or consider the lilies of flowers, how they're arrayed in so many colors. And Solomon talking, he says, do you not think that your Father in heaven would do so much more for you? Well, these things all kind of tie together in respect of I'm trying to say is that it has something to do with the value of our being. We don't value ourselves because the world has made us seem to have no value at all. We're just a commodity. Human life is just used and thrown away. It's as disposable as the products that we buy. And we have to keep in mind that that's not the truth as far as the truth goes. The greater the materialism that presses down upon us, the less sense of worth we have, and the less capacity we have to see our own value and the value of each other. And that is one of the critical and cardinal realities of life, is that the greater the materialism, as in this age of Kali Yuga, the less likely we are to be able to see the real integrity and value of our own being and the value of each other. And it's why we tend to turn into beasts and start to behave in like extremely obnoxious carnal ways. And I guess I'm trying to think that all of this sort of ties together what I'm saying here, except for the flying saucer thing, I don't know. Or maybe I value myself enough to just go outside and get in the saucer and leave, which I think I do. I had actually said to Suzanne earlier before that, you know, would it be okay with you if I did? Because I've been told she'd be covered and taken care of and everything. And she said, yeah, I guess. She said, but what about Poncho, you know, my dog? And I said, well, yeah, okay, he could come, because she said she wouldn't come. I said, you know, you're welcome, because I had asked in my head. I had this whole conversation going on. Obviously, I'm mad. But, you know, it was odd. And I walked out the door, and I was kept wanting to say, see you later, but I knew that I wasn't so. And I walked outside, and God, I don't know what to tell you. It's the oddest thing. With that and the missing spoons, the coffee filters, and God knows the bank card and all the rest of these things that have been happening recently. And I mean, I have only given you a small selection of these events. I really don't know what to make of it. And that is why I'm in a bit of a muddle tonight about something to talk about, because my mind is on these other things. I'm so distracted in the sense that I'm constantly peering around to see what's going to happen next. That this is why I have not effectively been present for you, and for that I apologize. So in that case, you'll hear me next week, if there is one, and if I am actually still here. Otherwise, may you be surrounded by, live within, enveloped by, supported, and protected by the ever-loving light, the Almighty Divine. That said, aloha. And you
can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.